You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We continue with the potential tax adjustments. We're taking a look this time at donations tax. So the South African Revenue Services has come out with an adjustment on how they are seeing gifts that are being sort of provided for or received by individuals, especially gifts of a large value. We're going to be taking a look at this. We're joined on the line by the head of CPD Consortium, Catherine Faree, to try and understand what's going on here. Good evening, Catherine. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with what a donation is. How do we define a donation under the current tax structures?
Good evening, Jimmy, and thank you so much for this opportunity. If we look at what a donation is, the first thing that we're looking at is a person has generally made a donation if they give something away for free. So the word we use is gratuitous. So that's what we would see as a gift. As you mentioned, generally when we are looking at the tax space, we're looking at a large gift. But it's something that's been given away without expecting anything in exchange. So an example could be I make a gift to the SPCA, or I give an apartment worth 5 million rand to my child for free. So it can be money or something other than money like shares or a car. But it's actually wider when we look at the donations tax legislation, because a person could be tempted to pretend that they're selling the asset so that they can avoid donations tax, and then they sell the asset for less than it's actually worth. So, for example, the parent doesn't want it to look like a donation, so they sell the apartment to their child for 1 million rand, even though they know the fair market value is actually 5 million rand. And if the commissioner is of the opinion that the person giving the donation hasn't received enough, then that piece that was for free is also seen as a donation.
Sounds like a very generous donation or a very generous gifting structure. I, for one, welcome anyone that wants to give me a 5 million rand apartment. I would not say no. But I want to look at the implications that this now has. From a gifting perspective and from a donations perspective, the South African Revenue Services has made it very clear that they are now going to, particularly where it relates to things of a higher value, put more emphasis and more scrutiny on whether or not these valuations and things were done properly. In the past, did we have any limitations on values and all of that from a threshold perspective?
That's a very important question. And I think the first thing to note is that the thing that we're really seeing and the reason that we are emphasizing this at the moment is the level of scrutiny that these donations are under. And so what we're seeing is that recently, towards the end of 2024, SARS issued a new form and they issued a new guide, but we're also seeing generally, and from their annual report that they also issued in November, that they're using increasingly sophisticated tools to identify tax transactions, including these types. So the main changes in legislation are really sitting on some of the more complicated anti-avoidance issues, specifically around trusts. But generally, our focus at the moment is within the current thresholds, and as we wait for the next round of changes, really that increased scrutiny where we might expect to see further verifications or audits from SARS, and really that huge drive for taxpayer compliance.
Catherine, speaking of the scrutiny, I mean, you mentioned the new form that's being introduced. I want to look at that. Who's responsible for completing that form? Is it the donor or the gifter or the recipient of the gift / donations? Is it both parties? What we know for sure is the contents of that form has now become exceptionally onerous, to the extent that if you're gifting something like a motor vehicle, they might even require how many kilometers that vehicle has done. Who's responsible for these documents or completing these forms? And just how interested is SARS in the information that's in those forms?
Absolutely. So the person is responsible for donations tax and therefore responsible for ensuring that the return is submitted is the donor. So it's the person who is giving that gift. the parent who is donating the apartment to their child, a person who is making a donation to a trust, for example. And so they or their representative would then make sure that they are compliant and that they pay the taxes that are required. And it's quite important that donation taxes is separate to income tax. So that's something that we have to remember, because you can't just wait till the end of your tax year and then phone your tax practitioner, because the tax has to be paid by the end of the month after the donation has been made. So if I gift that apartment in December, I have to calculate and pay the donations tax along with the IT 144, which is the form, by the end of January, so by the end of the following month. So it's different timing, and it's quite a lot to think about.
Catherine, what about the exemptions? I remember there were exemptions that used to apply to donations. If I remember correctly, things around public benefit organizations, spousal exemptions, I think maintenance and contributions as well was on that list. Do those exemptions still stand? Are they still in place, or are they also going to be affected by the nature and the value of these gifts now?
Jimmy, I really hope not. we really hope. I think the exemptions have really important reasons. And so I'm just going to touch on the main ones. There's quite a long list. And it's so important, because as soon as a donation is exempted, then we don't have to pay donations tax. Sometimes it's only a part exemption. And that, for me, probably is the most important one. So for a natural person, you can donate 100,000 Rand in the year of assessment. So that runs from the 1st of March to the end of February of the next year, and there's no donations tax payable. And so that one is a super important one, and it also means that we don't have to panic if we perhaps celebrated over the festive season and gave some generous gifts. So that 100,000 Rand applies to every natural person. There are just a couple of important things there. So the first one is, it's a use it or lose it. So if I don't use the 100,000 Rand exemption this year, I can't take it forward and say, oh, well, I'll donate 200,000 Rand next year. Mm. You use it in that year of assessment and only then. And the other thing that's super important is we need to keep our documentation in order around the donations that we make and our justification that they are exempted, because It's the taxpayer or the donor's job to make sure that they can show that that was actually exempted. And we often see this also with trusts. So, for example, with family trusts, they're really under the microscope at the moment. And so those donations need to be carefully documented and properly compliant. So that 100,000 for me, very, very important. Then a donation to a spouse, fully exempted. So that means that a person can give, and it's not a capped amount, to their spouse, and there's no donations tax to pay. We always have to be careful with tax, though, because if the reason that the donation was made was to avoid another tax like income tax, then we could end up with anti-avoidance legislation kicking in. But the actual donation itself is not going to be subject to donations tax. The PBOs, as you mentioned, so close to my heart. The public benefit organizations are making such a difference. And if we make a donation to a public benefit organization that is also exempted, so there's no donations tax there, that's separate to the income tax deduction that a taxpayer might enjoy if they get their Section 18A receipt, which is obviously also super important because it encourages us to contribute to that really important work. And then the final one that I wanted to mention, because I think so many people do this, is if we make contributions for the reasonable maintenance of any person, then that's also not subject to donations tax. It doesn't have to be a family member. It can be any person. So, for example, we contribute to the school fees of a child, or we assist an elderly person. The only thing about that one is it's subject to the discretion of the commissioner. So we can pay our child's university fees, and that should be fine. But if we give them a Ferrari, then the commissioner is probably not going to agree that that's exempted.
It's always important to speak to a tax advisor around these conversations. That's why they exist, especially when it comes to such complex matters. We'll leave the conversation there, Catherine. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Catherine Furry, head of CPD Consortium, on the latest pronouncements from SARS around donations tax.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.